Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And happy Friday. Happy Friday. I am thinking about a conversation I had with somebody the other day who was talking about a mutual acquaintance and just the struggles. And so I'm going to talk to that person who may or may not listen to the podcast and may or may not know who I'm talking about when I am talking to them. And it doesn't matter because I know enough people who are struggling with whatever that this will apply to more than just the one person that I'm talking to / about. And this kind of ties in with what I talked about last week with the box. And my cat has decided that she needs to get in on the action. So welcome. Welcome, cat. So, this is based on a conversation that I had with somebody a couple of days ago. It is, life is hard. And it's hard for a lot of us for a lot of different reasons. And even when we think life isn't all that hard, it's hard. A little bit about why I think that is. There's always something that we can find that we're struggling with, or that is not ideal, or is not perfect, or not what we want. one piece of advice is: if your wife is a nurse, don't complain to her about physical ailments, because at least my wife doesn't have a whole lot of sympathy or empathy for my aging, hurting body. So my biggest complaint right now is my shoulders. I'm a side sleeper, and my shoulders don't like when I sleep on them. But guess what? Guess what's on my side when I'm sleeping? So I can try, I guess, to become a back sleeper. But in the meantime, my shoulders hurt when I wake up. And they hurt to the point that I don't have range of motion. The point is, life is hard. Life is hard for anybody. And I was talking to somebody the other day who said something about how as she's aging, she just hurts. She just hurts and she's tired of it. And the thing I didn't say this to her, but the thing that I thought was, she said, it's not getting better. And I thought, yeah, it doesn't get better. It doesn't get better. Life goes in one direction. I've got a whole theory about that, but I'm not going to share that right now. That's something that will come at some point later on. Maybe we'll see. But the point is that life is difficult, and it doesn't matter that you are probably not the person that I'm talking to. What I'm about to say is probably applicable. And if you don't think it's applicable, hold on to this episode, because at some point it will be. I can almost guarantee it. So, without using names or specifics, here is my message to the person that we were talking about, we as in me and my phone conversation partner, the other day. Because life is hard. Life is hard. And I know it's hard. And I know that I have no idea what you're going through. And I know that this is not what you thought you signed up for. I know that for most of your life, you have wanted a version of your life that looks completely different than what it looks like right now. And I know that that adjustment is hard. I know that the way that things look right now, there's no chance that things are going to get better. And by better, I mean back on track to the way that things get to what you imagined they would be. That's not going to happen. And I'm sorry that that is just not going to happen. But here's what I know. Number one, you are more deeply loved than you can imagine. You have, we'll start with the ethereal, I guess. You have heavenly parents who love you more than you can imagine. You have people on this planet, you have friends, you have family members who care for you more deeply than you believe. They care for you more deeply than you know. They are pulling for you in ways that you'll never see. They hurt for you and they want you to have the absolute best. And the problem is, the absolute best that we imagine we are going to have, or that we should have, or that we want to have, almost never ends up being what we actually have. So I don't have any comforting words other than you have no idea how deeply loved you are. You have no idea how many people want the absolute best for you. And I don't know if there's any way that you'll ever see that, that you'll learn it, that you'll observe it, that you'll experience it. I wish for all of us, wouldn't that be amazing for us to know how many people we have on our side? It's an incredible thought. That's what I've got. If you know somebody who needs to hear this, share it with them. If you need to hear it again, listen to it again. And if you know somebody that is struggling, reach out to them. Just let them know. Just let them know that you're aware. You're aware that they are. Not that they are struggling, not that they're hurting, but you're aware that they exist. Sometimes that can mean everything. That's all I've got. I'm gonna let it just kind of end on this note instead of having upbeat music at the end. And this is true for everybody. Everybody listening, you are amazing. You're amazing. You have people who absolutely adore you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.